You better watch that finger. You know I don't go there.
And White Talk. This is episode 2.
We should introduce ourselves right now.
Yes, we should. I'm Kim.
I'm Domino.
And I guess we would first like to go over the emails that we've received in the past week.
And please keep sending them in.
We love the email. So the first one I wanted to talk about, which was really outstanding, was one from Bruce. And the rest of his name will be anonymous. Bruce asks us, or I'm assuming that he asks you, because the question is, have you ever experienced any difference between sex with white women and women of color?
Yes.
And he's definitely, I'm thinking Bruce is like a man who's not white, because I don't think anyone else would use the term women of color.
He didn't say a sister.
Well, but there are also other women of color, Hispanics.
That's true.
Women who don't identify as white.
Yeah.
So, please don't.
I think it really just boils down to, and I guess I've been privileged enough in my lifetime to be with different ethnicities. Not all of them, but, you know, I'm not dead yet. And
what is that supposed to mean?
God forbid we ever split up.
Oh my God.
I might have to finish the bucket list, you know?
Oh my God. Okay.
But black women are more aggressive when it comes to sex. They know what they like, they know what they don't like. It's kind of like, that's the best way I can sum that up. Asian women are just... They're like, they get off on pretending like you're hurting them.
Like you're taking advantage.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe it's a part of their culture. And
isn't that just Japanese?
I don't know, I'm just saying Asian as a general window.
Okay.
But,
what's the difference between white and women of color? Like, what have you experienced with white women?
White girls are pretty much, they're just, they're more submissive. They're just like, well, don't do it my ass, and, but you can pull my hair and spank me, so that's okay.
Well, so, I'm black, and I'm not aggressive.
No, but you know what you like, and you know what you don't.
Like what? Like anal?
Right. The white girl will be like, let me think about it. Probably not.
Well, see, I'm still on, like, two sides here. First, I think, you know, I've heard from other women that it is pleasurable. But it's just very difficult when you're first, you know, putting it in and you have to, you know, warm yourself up and get ready.
I think
ready.
It's one of those things just... that you really truly have to enjoy, or just why even bother.
I would love to enjoy it. I would love to experience another sexual, you know, experience that I haven't had before. It's just, it's difficult, you know.
Well, if it's that much work, then you almost have to wonder if it's outweighs the...
I guess. Yeah. I mean, the sex is great even without, you know, let's just, you know, I'd like to explore more.
Me personally, you know, I'm into it if the woman's into it. If she's not into it, then there's no point in me even bothering, because I personally have to know that she enjoys it.
And you've been with Latino women.
Mm-hmm.
How is that different from like a black woman or white woman?
Hispanic women or Latino, South American, whatever, for the most part are much more subservient in bed.
Subservient.
It's like whatever you like, they're like, you know, it's, they let you run the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to offer or suggest anything. They're just, you know, as long as you're not causing blood or pain or hurting them, they're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean by subservient. A lot of white girls are like that too. But black women, they're much more aggressive. They're like, you can slap that ass or just stare at it. So they're a lot more aggressive. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them.
Okay.
And you better wash that finger. You know I don't go there.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what you're tripping on.
Well, on my end, I have never actually had sex with a black man. I've kissed a black man. I've touched a black man. But we've never actually gone like all the way. But it's just I haven't had the chance to be with a black man. So I can't say whether it's different from having sex with a white guy.
Urban stories, beliefs have it that black men don't eat pussy. And I know it's not all true, but they're known for not eating pussy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to see if that's true. Remember at that party we were at, there was that guy that we were talking to, and he was like,
I do not eat pussy.
He was Hispanic. And he said, I don't eat pussy.
I am there for her in every other way.
Yeah, he was.
Needless to say, they didn't last long.
He was talking about every girlfriend, how like they left him.
But you know, if it makes you feel any better, so those guys out there, you know, being the devil's advocate here, women do the same thing. They're like, you can lick my pussy, make me come, stick, you know, do what you need to do, you know, spit on it, and but I'm not sucking your cock.
But don't you think there's more women who actually would suck cock than men who would eat pussy? Because of men view pussy as like, ew, it's just not the right texture for me or something. They have an excuse.
Guys that don't eat pussy, in my personal opinion, I really have to question their heterosexuality. I mean, just because any straight guy, I can't imagine not wanting to eat some pussy. And those are probably the same guys who won't eat pussy but will want to fuck you in the ass, so.
Okay.
I question their heterosexuality.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really like steak, you like meat, and you're a beef eater, and somebody puts a filet mignon in front of you, are you going to turn it down because it's not cooked right? No, you're going to eat it, and you're going to say, that's the best damn filet mignon I ever had in my life. I don't care if it's medium rare. I usually like my medium. It's good to go. You will eat it, and you will like it.
Yeah, but that guy, I don't think he'll ever eat pussy, because he can't get beyond the fact that it just in his mind is so disgusting. When at the same time, sucking a cock and having it come in your mouth or on your face or wherever it may be, it may seem as gross to women who don't want to suck cock. Anyway, we did get another email also. And this is actually from a girl who I won't say her name, but her question is, who is your favorite porn star and why?
Annie Cruz. If you don't know who she is, check her out. A-N-N-I-E-C-R-U-Z.
Annie Cruz.
She is a beast. She fucks the men and uses them like toilet paper.
So you like being used? Like that?
Well, not only is she like the fucker, mm-hmm. not the fucky, but she's like half Filipino.
Well, she's ethnic to begin.
Ethnic. She's got that nice brown skin. She's definitely ethnic. She's not like one of these poster Barbie girls. She even has a little pouch.
Like right underneath your belly button, there's that.
The cum dumpster.
Cum dumpster.
That's what I've heard to call.
What?
The cum dumpster.
It's a little bit of soft.
But I like that because it's the girl next door. It's normal, you know. I don't like these women that are like ultra white, look like Barbie, liposuction, nip tucked here and there. The perfect porno star, and like, no, give me somebody natural that's ethnic, that's not perfect, because, you know, it's the, what some people might consider flaws. Mm-hmm. It's the imperfections which make people so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a firm believer in that.
Well, I like anyone who I know is...
Oh, and no fake breast implants. She's all natural.
Yes, she
and
is.
She's not huge, and I respect her for that.
Anyone who actually orgasms while they're having sex,
and
I like.
And she's a squirter.
Yeah, she's
you can't
a squirter.
Fake that.
You can't. But also, I think one of my favorite porn stars is Carmen Lubana, who is plastic surgery queen. Like, I mean, she's got these huge breasts. I mean, what I like about her is that she doesn't have those breasts that you're like, oh, that's fake. Like, you know what I mean? Like, of course you can tell that her breasts are fake, but her plastic surgery was done.
She went to a good
really,
doctor.
Yeah, she went to a good doctor. And her body is, like, flawless right now. You know what I mean? And she also comes on screen. And she's, like, she's rough like Anne Cruz. She'll, like, slap you and tell you to fuck
have
her.
Have you seen her?
I have her DVD of The Power of Submission, which I let you watch. You
oh,
watch
she's
that.
On it?
Yeah. She's a blonde with the big tits.
Blonde? I thought you said that she was ethnic, Hispanic or something.
Well, she's Luvana. That's...
Oh, maybe I just went off the name.
She speaks Spanish.
Ah. So she's American and white.
Yeah, she speaks English fluently and without a Spanish accent. So I assume that she's American, but she's also part Latino in some way.
No, she might have dyed her hair, too. Maybe there are some blonde Latinos. There's some
blonde
Italians.
Yeah, they are. I've seen them before.
There's blonde Italians I didn't think really exist until quite a few years ago. And...
But her body is, you know, flawless, and I like that. I mean, you know, I view women as... sexually attractive. I'm very attracted to women as well as men, and that's one thing that really attracts me is like the tits, the ass, and the body. Is it all like well?
No, it's the same thing that attracts a man.
But you're talking about you know how her like I don't like that you know girl next door. You know I don't like
you don't.
Yeah, I don't like the women that look like crazy like they're. You know, you like women that look like Mexican. You like
them short
authentic.
And, yeah.
I don't like that. I like.
You like them tall, lean, and.
No, not lean, but I like you know a nice, thick, shapely body.
Oh, they're short and shapely.
I know, but it's the face when it's got too much of something like maybe Native American.
Oh, really?
It doesn't attract
me.
Oh,
I do. I like the whole flat nose.
I'm not attracted to that at all. Well, anyway, that answers the question. And then you also mentioned on the last podcast that we were going to talk about interracial, like, well, us in public, basically.
Yeah, if we're out in public or you happen to see another interracial couple... You know, you're allowed to stare for 2 seconds. That's common courtesy. But anything...
Common courtesy.
You know, well, you know, people are going to stare. That's natural. People are going to... It takes more than a second for something to sink in. You know, and 2 seconds is company. 1, 2. That's it. Anything more than that, you're just being annoying.
Yeah. I agree. Like, it's pissed me off so many times when we go out... You know, even to the grocery store, we have people, like, staring at us.
And it's usually the older generation, of course.
Yeah. But it's just like, you know, with us, plenty of people watch TV. Plenty of people see, you know, black men with white women or white men with black women. And still, they just stare. Of course, it's not something that everyone does. But
well, Connie... He's with a darkie.
A darkie?
Get the camera.
It's just so fucking annoying to me. I think after, you know, a couple of decades, you learn that it's, you know, okay. And
imagine what would happen if they had kids, Charlie. Imagine the cruelty that child would suffer. They're only thinking of themselves.
Remember that story I read to you about that couple, interracial couple that wanted to get married?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy refused to marry them because...
The priest or whatever.
Yeah, he was looking out for the children. The children will go through so much during their childhood, so much trauma. Like, what are you talking about? I've known plenty of mixed kids who haven't had an issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, those are probably the same people that, you know, say that lesbian, homosexual couples can't raise children properly. You know, that's a hot topic.
Or that it will lead to, like, you know, rape or incest, you know,
compared to some of the families that you see on the news, mm-hmm. in my opinion, I don't care if you're the flamingest queen under the sun.
Flame
you know, if you guys are good to each other and it's a positive environment between you and your partner, you know, the child is gonna, you know, just be raised in a better environment, and in the long run, it's gonna produce a better outcome for everything. You know, I really don't believe that he's gonna think, oh well, I have to have a gay lover now too because my parents are gay. You know, that's not something you can just fake. You know, you either like a guy or you don't.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I also think, you know, even though I think that it's great for gay couples to, you know, adopt kids or, you know, have something artificially inseminated, like in a lesbian couple, I still think that whether it's a boy or a girl, they still need, maybe it would be better for them growing up if they had maybe a father figure.
Well, sure, in a perfect world. And in a perfect world, you know, there would be no divorce. But, yeah, if you could rent a dad for like a weekend or something.
Figure.
Yeah. Yeah, Cincinnati, for those who don't know, it's one of the most segregated cities in the United States. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got your Jews living on one side, your white people living on another, your black people living on another. Hispanics living on another.
Yeah, you're right.
And
that's kind of the mix that we have here.
Yeah.
There's, I don't think we have a lot of Asian.
No, not really.
Population here. Mm-hmm. When I moved here, when I was looking at the demographics, I think it was like less than 5% African American.
Really?
Yeah, it was 90%. Even in this city that we're living in now, you know, there's like over 90% population white, you know, little specks of percentages of, you know, Hispanic, Asian. Right when you come here, it's just a different vibe people give you. They actually care what you look like.
Oh, yeah, you know they're very cliquey here.
Yeah.
I mean, they have their certain group, and you almost have to be invited inside that group. It's mm-hmm. it's like high school, but adults.
Yeah. Let's talk about cocaine.
Hell of a drug. Nobody has ever done cocaine and said, you know what, I didn't really like it.
I think I'll pass if you offer it to me again.
That is a hell of a drug. I think it was the British that first actually turned it into powder form, and I'll tell you what, I mean, it's just like, to best describe the people who have never done it.
Because I've never done it.
You go into God mode. You're 10 feet tall, you're bulletproof, and why everybody isn't writing down what you're saying in gold is beyond you. I mean, you could look at a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle and missing 50 pieces, no less, and say, this is all you got, I'll put this together. Mm-hmm. A lot of the same properties are in ADD medication, ADHD. Those are Class B stimulants, Adderall, and all very similar to cocaine. Mm. I mean, it's just a pill form of coke. Yeah, the focus, the attention span, everything is dramatically increased. Not to mention the libido and sex drive. I mean, it's like all you want to do is fuck and snort and fuck and snort and fuck and snort. Snort and fuck and fuck and snort. But it's definitely
Like, how fast does it happen? Like, if you snort it?
I guess depending on the strength of it. Uh-huh. But
what's the longest time you've had to wait from the time that you snorted it to the time it actually took effect on you?
Oh, God. Longest time. less than 5 minutes.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But of course, it has analgesic properties also. You put it on your tongue, nose, anywhere, your skin, it instantly numbs it.
Yeah.
And I really do think because I'm a firm believer that everything is here for a reason, destiny, fate, whatever, the greater or higher power. I think one of the big reasons why cocaine was put on the earth, or at least the coca plant, is because it was God's way of, if you're having a bullet removed from you, or you're going through some surgery, put your ass on cloud nine, and... You know, you wouldn't even care. You could see blood squirting out of your leg with a full-blown, removal of your leg, and you're just like, oh, wow, you know.
And how long does it last? Once again,
depending on the quality of it and how much it's been stomped on. But between, I guess if you're addicted to it bad, 20 minutes before you want to snort more. But if you're just an occasional user, not that I condone this. I don't know, up to maybe like, 2-3 hours maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a fun drug.
You're saying that with a smile on your mouth. Like you're
reminiscing.
You're reminiscing like, oh, those are some great times.
Those
are
the days of spacing out. what the fuck was I saying?
Okay, well, I guess this will be the end of our second episode. We did definitely have more fun with our tobacco.
Tonight.
So our email address, if you'd like to email us, we won't give your name on the podcast if you don't want us to, but anyway, our email address is blackandwhitetalk@yahoo.com, and you can go to our podcast page at blackandwhitetalk.podomatic.com, and also we still have a questionnaire up on WordPress, so that's blackandwhitetalk.wordpress.com. We've only gotten one response, and I'm waiting for more. So I'll read that first response on the next episode. But anyway, go to the WordPress website and go on the left-hand side to give us a little feedback. Click on that link and it'll take you to our survey about interracial couples and interracial dating.
Oh, and if you have any topics at all that you'd like us to talk about, shoot us an email at blackandwhitetalk@yahoo.com.
Yes, and we will start talking about more things. And thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye. You gotta say bye?
Oh. Bye.